a reading from the book of Joshua. It's found in chapter 24, begins with verse 1. Then Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem, and summoned the elders, the heads, the judges, and the officers of Israel. And they presented themselves before God. And Joshua said to all the people, "Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, long ago your ancestors, Terah, and his sons Abraham and Nahor, lived beyond the Euphrates and served other gods. Then I took your father Abraham from beyond the river and led him through all the land of Canaan and made his offspring many. I gave him Isaac, and to Isaac I gave Jacob and Esau. I gave Esau the hill country of Seir to possess, but Jacob and his children went down to Egypt. Then I sent Moses and Aaron, and I plagued Egypt with what I did in its midst, and afterwards I brought you out. When I brought your ancestors out of Egypt, you came to the sea, and the Egyptians pursued your ancestors with chariots and horsemen to the Red Sea. When they cried out to the Lord, he put darkness between you and the Egyptians, and made the sea come upon them and cover them, and your eyes saw what I did to Egypt. Afterwards, you lived in the wilderness a long time. Then I brought you to the land of the Amorites, who lived on the other side of the Jordan. They fought with you, and I handed them over to you, and you took possession of their land." Picking up again in verse 14. "Now therefore, revere the Lord, and serve him in sincerity and in faithfulness. Put away the gods that your ancestors served beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. Now if you are unwilling to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your ancestors served in the region beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." Then the people answered, "Far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For it is the Lord our God who brought us and our ancestors up from the land of Egypt and out of the house of slavery, and who did those great signs in our sight. He protected us along all the way that we went, and among all the peoples through whom we passed. And the Lord drove out before us all the peoples, the Amorites who lived in the land. Therefore we also will serve the Lord, for he is our God." It's not such a long way from there to here. Just over 44 years ago, Pastor Dale met with a group of folk in a bowling alley of all places. It was a group of folk who knew and liked what Disciples of Christ stood for faithfulness with mind and heart, respect for diversity, embracing the whole Christian family. Maybe some of you here remember quite fondly those bowling alley days. But life moves forward, never backwards. And that gathering of folk grew and matured as a congregation. Just 5 short years after getting started, they moved into their own building. Well, God's house, really, not ours. In the 1970s, some of the musicians, still part of our ministry today, came into the family and began to allow God to use their gifts in worship and many other places. The ministries of care and fellowship, the zero parties of the women were started. Maybe you weren't here when those got started, but if you've been able to come to one recently, then you know that amidst the laughter and the good-natured ribbing, there is a lot of friendship, sisterhood, and Christian love that builds that gathering of godly women. Time does not permit me, I wish it did, but it doesn't permit me, to reflect with you in every way that every pastor has contributed to the life and shaping of this congregation. But we know that each one touched this place. These people. And so we offer our thanks to God for Pastors Verna and Peyton, Maggie, Sills, Wills and Wormsdorfer, Salee, Tolliver, Smith. Each one will forever be a part of this cloud of witnesses. Not one of them perfect. They were human, and they were flawed. But they are a part of who we are. What we learn when we remember together is that the Lord is the God who was, who is, and who is to come. God has been the one who called us into being, who leads us on this journey when we follow, and will provide us what we need for today and tomorrow and tomorrow. Let us give thanks for our past, live in our todays, and walk towards tomorrow, choosing to trust in God, place our future in His hands, and serve the Lord with all that we have and all that we are. Let us surrender ourselves unto the many graces of God. I'm going to be reading Ephesians 4, 1 through 7, and 11 through 16. Therefore, I, defender of the Lord, implore you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, showing tolerance for one another in love, being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as also you are called to the one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. One God and Father in all, who is over all, and through all, and in all. But to each one of us, grace is given according to the measure of Christ's gift. And He gave some as apostles, and some as prophets, and some as evangelists, and some as pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints for the work of His service, to the building up of the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith, and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to the mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ. As a result, we are no longer to be called children, tossed here and there by waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, by the craftiness and deceitful scheming. But speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects into Him who is in the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, being fitted and held together by what every joint supplies, according to the proper working of each individual part, causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love. For many months, a team of your fellow church members, brothers and sisters in Christ, gathered to listen, to pray, to learn from others, and to open themselves to be a channel for God's vision and God's grace. They led us as a congregation through periods of reflection and remembrance, of asking honest questions about ourselves, who we are, where we've been. And they listened as people shared what they valued about their church home and what hopes and dreams they had for God's church in this place. For their commitment to this church and to God, let us offer a prayer of thanksgiving. God, we thank you for the service of our discernment team, of Barbara Bond, Faye McLaren and Ann Hartman, of Jerry and Sandra Hay, of Jack and Kay Gregory, of Bonnie Swiftrick and Dorothy Nash. We thank you for their love of your church and their desire to know your will for us in this place. Help us all to share in the passion for your ministry, to seek your will and listen for your direction in our lives as individuals and as a community of faith. Trusting that you hear and respond, we offer up our prayer to you, O God of all creation, of all blessings and all light. Amen. This group of people, with your voices joined in, stood back and looked at the whole picture of life in this congregation, where it started, who the journey that has brought us to this place and where it is we believe God's Holy Spirit is calling us to go. Through this process of listening, study, and prayer, several goals for the church's ministry over the next few years were revealed as priorities for our congregation to learn through and live into. These goals are to expand our congregational care ministries, to help our members become more involved in ministry here in this place and within the wider community in which we live. It is important for us to be a visible presence in the life of the community through involvement in outreach and other community activities, and recognizing that a church passes its legacy and ministry on through new generations. The goal of being a church that is more inviting and intentional about welcoming and discipling young adults in our midst. And as human beings, with the grace of God, we can learn from our mistakes of the past. As the Apostle Paul wrote, all things work for the glory of God, for those who trust God. We also, as a congregation, want to commit ourselves to learning healthier and more open means of communication, listening respectfully when we differ, and facing conflict in positive ways that bring true possibility for reconciliation and growth. In light of these goals and this journey that we have traveled together, let us join in a corporate act of commitment to serve, confidence in God's providence, and hope for the future. Let us join together in the responsive reading that is found in your bulletin's insert. This day, we here at First Christian Church give glory and praise to God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit for the gifts of life and health and for the opportunity to worship with other believers.
We open ourselves once again to Christ's invitation to be drawn more deeply into a daily life of faith and compassion.
We seek to be peacemakers, even when that work is fraught with complications, knowing that it is our call to be ambassadors of reconciliation.
We are a congregation of saints who are the blood and who God continues to shape us into becoming one.
We take seriously our name as disciples of Christ, bearing witness to our faith, to friends and family members.
We believe that leadership is at the core of an effective congregation. We continually pray for our pastor and all our church leaders to do the excellence of our congregational life.
We are grateful to the guests who visit us this day, who honor us with their presence. We extend to them the right hand of fellowship.
We continually pray for parents and children, and will seek to provide them with good opportunities to help them meet the challenges of raising children of faith, courage, and integrity.
We honor those in our midst who bring to us the wisdom, faith, and perspective of long years here on this earth. God has rewarded us greatly with their life experience, their learning, and their life stories.
We will continue to challenge all of our people, children, youth, and adults, to commit themselves to the central components of spiritual health, namely prayer, study, worship, service, and care for one another.
We are a giving community, responding with generous hearts. We will continue to challenge one another to be more generous, moving toward giving a tithe of our income and sharing our time and abilities with that same generous spirit.
We seek to grow in our care for one another during times of transition, crisis, and crime. In addition to that, we pledge our support with resources from ministries of mercy, justice, and compassion.
We believe that we cannot call ourselves disciples of Christ unless we reach out to the poor, the marginalized, and despairing in our town, our state, our nation, and our world.
we struggle to accomplish all of the above in grateful response to a loving God who has revealed himself to us in Jesus Christ.
We are baptized into Christ, and daily we die and are resurrected to new life in him.
It is our desire to pattern our lives after his wisdom, his healing, his sacrifice, and his compassion. To him be given all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen.
I'll share with you one last passage of scripture. This is from the book of James. It's found in chapter 1 and begins with verse 19. You must understand this, my beloved. Let everyone be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger. For your anger does not produce God's righteousness. Therefore, rid yourselves of all sordidness and rank growth and wickedness, and welcome with meekness the implanted word that has the power to save your souls. But be doers of the word, and not merely hearers who deceive themselves. For if any are hearers of the word and not doers, they are like those who look at themselves in a mirror. For they look at themselves and on going away immediately forget what they look like. But those who look into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and persevere, being not hearers who forget but doers who act, they will be blessed in their doing. Not just hearers, but doers. This is the challenge from James. Don't be folks who nod their heads at a good idea for ministry and then expect someone else to do it for them. Roll up your sleeves and be doers. Being faithful isn't always fun. Then again, sometimes it's really fun. Growing your walk in Christ is sometimes a pleasant stroll in the evening in the garden. And sometimes it's more like a 5-mile hike with a 40-pound sack on your back. But Jesus is with you at every step and every breath. Growing into the individuals and the church that God calls us to be sometimes asks us to forget about what we want and look at things from someone else's perspective. There is much about the past of this place that should be remembered, preserved, and celebrated. And there are times and places in which we should do this. And there are also times to be present in the moment, trusting and seeking God's face. Today, we stand at a crossroads. In one direction, we can see exactly where it leads and what's at the end. It's comfort, predictability, things the way we like it all the time, complacency, until we no longer seek God's face or presence or will. Then there is the other direction. We get but a glimpse of where it leads. We can only see for a few steps in front of us. It is a challenge, and it requires of us great trust. We are called to step out in faith, knowing that even though we can't see all of the answers laid out before us, the journey and the faithfulness that it cultivates are worthy of our very best. We are challenged to go forward together. This is not an end, but a beginning. A time for revival, renewal, resurrection. New life in Christ. Thanks be to God.